Well, I'm delighted to say I've been joined by Bath Sevens captain Tom Biggs. And Tom, first of all, can I ask you how much you're looking forward to the JP Morgan Asset Management Premiership Rugby Sevens Series final?
Can't wait for it. To be playing in front of home support will be fantastic for us. It was tough in front of the shed last week, so great to be on home soil.
There was a fantastic atmosphere, wasn't there, down at Gloucester, 8,000 plus. Are you confident you're going to get the same at the Rec?
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere. King's Home always is. Crowd were, very loud, and it was a good atmosphere, I thought. Great family atmosphere, and good for people to be watching Sevens, and we are very hopeful of getting a large crowd down here at the Rec on Friday night.
It was a case of job done for yourselves, making it through to the final from that pool, winning 2 out of 3. What areas have you worked on to improve your game for the final?
There's a few areas that we're obviously looking at. I think the hardest thing is obviously the fitness levels. I think that showed through all the teams. It's just got to get into the mindset that it's a completely different game. So we're just looking forward, looking at, adjusting our attack more than anything. Thought in defence we had a decent shape at times, so certainly in attack and ball retention.
How important is it that you get some trophies, some silverware in the cabinet so early in the season, particularly now that you've got a new man at the helm in Gary Gold?
I think it'd be a great start to get a trophy. I don't think ultimately whoever wins the Sevens, that means they're going to win the league. But you enter any competition and play any game to win it. So to lift up a trophy at home would be fantastic for the club.
And it would give you quite a large psychological lift, wouldn't it, after, if we're being truthful, it would be a disappointing performance in the league last season for Bath, an 8th place finish.
Yeah, very disappointing last year. Got to put that behind us and move on. I looked at the areas of why we finished up there, and it's vitally important that we improve on that. But like every team in the Premiership, everyone's pretty much aiming for the top four. So it's a tough league to be in, and those margins are very close.
Gary Gold's been here a while now as head coach. Just explain how his methods are different to the previous regime and how the team has settled down under his tutelage.
I think not only with Gary coming in, but new coaches, each coach is working on a specific area, so the attention to detail's a lot greater, obviously due to each coach having that set piece that they need to work on. So Gary's very focused, and he's very, very tight on the minute details, and it's taken a bit of getting used to with so many new faces, but it's a change that I've enjoyed. It's been challenging in pre-season. So just looking forward to that first game against London Welsh when we put it all together.
And if we just go back to the Sevens, obviously you won 2 out of 3. The only defeat came against your rivals, Gloucester. Now you've got them